You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
So this week, our guest is David Meltzer. He is the CEO of Sports One Marketing. He also has an organization called Meltzer Missions. He's a speaker, an author. I think you are going to get so much out of listening to him. And also, he is going to be one of our main guest speakers on September 19th. Definitely get the opportunity to check him out here now before you see him live.
So, hey, we did some really fun things these past few days. Had two really cool experiences. One involved people of every age group, and the other one involved an elderly group.
Yeah, the first one was the David Bowie tribute band that we went to go see. I'm sure a lot of you guys have these tribute bands come out and play at the Green for summer concerts. And so Janie and I have been able to go to a bunch of them out here. And every time we go, it's just such a mixture of people that come out to see these different bands perform. And there's something about live music that just affects everyone so differently. And it's amazing.
It's really cool that it's a community experience, because you see everybody from moms holding their babies to full families to elderly couples to, rogue hanging around city kind of people that are just dancing and having a good time. It's really inspiring that communities still do things that bring an entire community together.
Right. And the one thing that they all come together is with music, live music, which I think is still one of the most powerful things out there.
Well, you and I were having a conversation, which we've had before there, because they've been doing this every week all summer long. And it moves me hugely, literally makes me tear up, and it's a happy thing. There's a group of special ed people that are brought to this concert every week, and they enjoy themselves so hugely. You see the spirit in them, and they're dancing, and they don't know the words, but they don't care. They're singing. They're jumping all around. They are just having a ball for a couple solid hours, and it's just so awesome to see them enjoying themselves so much. I think what I said to you was something like, it doesn't even faze them that they have the restrictions and the issues in their life that they have when they're dancing to the music.
No, because they don't see any restrictions. We see them.
Yeah.
To them, they are just as normal as anyone else.
So fast forward to our adventure since then, where we went and performed at a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. On Thursday, we went and did a nursing home gig in
Camarillo.
Yeah, Camarillo. And we've done these before, but it's really always a very special event when
Every
we do these.
Every single time.
Because these are people that a lot of the nurses haven't seen react in any particular way. And then when they hear the music or hear something familiar, they start tapping their toe, they start tapping their hand.
They come to life.
They come to life. And it's just, I had one woman say, thank you for playing all the memories.
Oh, sweet.
And I was like, oh, you're quite welcome. And I mean, there was people that were as old as 102 there. There was actually two
yeah.
women that were 102. One was in a wheelchair and one wasn't. One was just as vibrant as ever, just running around. So
yeah, they sing along. They clap their hands. We hand out a bunch of instruments. And you'll get to see, we're going to put up some video of Thursday's adventure, because it was just so much fun. But for me, it's a blast, because I walk around and I hand everybody instruments and they look at me like, I can't play this. And then I show them how to play it and give them a little quick lesson. And before you know it, everybody with an instrument is actually playing along through our whole concert.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
a blast.
And you know what? And the coolest thing is, a lot of the people today had rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Had like really good rhythm, and I kept stopping and applauding them for that, because I was like, wow, you guys are in really good time.
Sometimes it's a little more challenging.
Sometimes it's more challenging, and I have to fight not to listen to their offbeat.
And then we had a 91-year-old young lady whose birthday is coming up. Yeah. She sang a song for us.
Yeah, she used to be a singer. In Spanish. Yeah, she still, I said, you still are a singer. I says, next time we're going to switch places. You're going to get up here and entertain me. And she goes, but you're the entertainer. I says, well, I want to be entertained every once in a while. So I'm going to switch seats with you. And she gave me that. Oh.
Wow, I'm going to have to practice up. Yeah, it's really cool, though. And what a beautiful experience. But it just goes to show that music is such a healing entity, and it's been proven to have been a healing entity for the last hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And so, Tony, that inspired you to do what?
Well, you know, we had a guest on Sherry Watson, mm-hmm. and Sherry is a nonprofit expert, and we were talking before we went on the air, and I was telling her about my passions as far as I love performing music. I love performing my own original material, which is very positive. And I love going into these places that really can use a lift. And if that is going into the local jails, if it is going into the hospitals, if it's going into veterans' homes, anywhere where a lot of music isn't normally played, I love doing shows like that because, man, you get such feedback. I mean, when I was overseas doing the USO tours, mm-hmm. the most remote places were the best places to play. I
mean, Guam.
Well, no, not even Guam, but Kuwait. We were in a place called Tent City with 600 troops in the middle of a desert, and they yeah. called it Tent City because there's
That's
nothing
what it
but
was,
sand
a city
and
of
some
tents.
Yeah. And we rolled in there, and we played on a flatbed truck, and you would have thought Van Halen showed up. I mean, these guys were so appreciative and just so excited just to have live music.
Yeah.
And it really just proved to me how powerful that is. So long story short is, I am going to be starting my own nonprofit. It is going to be called Spirit of Music Foundation, where I'm going to ask for people to donate to help help me play shows for free around the country and allow me to pay the band to take a day off of work to come and perform and do shows at these places that a lot of other bands just don't want to go.
Well, and we have a lot of musician friends that would love to do the same thing.
Absolutely.
And this is something that we can grow internationally
yes.
with all the people that we know that love to do the very same thing but can't always afford to do that.
Right.
Because normally you just don't get paid for doing things like that. Those kinds of locations and facilities don't have budget money
no.
for entertainment.
Absolutely not. And I've done so many shows like this. And after talking to Sherry, she's like, listen, you can do this and you can live your passion, as she says, and get paid doing it. Her motto is, what is it? Do well while doing good.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, it's very exciting and yeah. I'm really happy for you. I know this is right up your alley. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You do this anyway, so why not make it bigger? And, you know, get the world involved in being able to hear some music that actually heals. I love it.
Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
Okay, this is a good one. You never let the things you want let you forget the things you have. You never let the things you want let you forget the things you have.
Yeah, I think a lot of us end up down that road because we are always looking ahead, always looking ahead, always looking ahead, always looking to progress. And yeah, I want the next car, I want the next house, I want the next job. But if you stop and take the time to be grateful for what you currently have.
Well, it actually helps you get to where you want to get.
Get to where
faster,
you want to go, yeah.
It's called gratitude.
Attitude of gratitude. It's amazing what it can do. And yeah. a lot of people don't realize that. They think, well, if I focus on what I already have and I'm grateful for that, well, then I'm not putting my attention towards what I want. It's like, no, it's keeping you in that same vibration of not desperation, appreciation. I'm thankful for all these things. And hey, you know what? I'm going to be thankful for that when that shows up too. But if you're reaching for it like you don't have enough, well, then
yep.
you're coming from a place of a desperation
yep,
and not
place
abundance.
Of lack. Exactly. I had
yeah.
a conversation with someone recently, and he was saying to me, I just want to get this role in a movie. He was an actor. I just want to get this role in a movie. It's all I want to get. I've been focusing my whole 10 years on getting a role in a movie. It's all I wanted, blah, 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 blah. He goes, my whole life is not going to be complete until I can accomplish this. And I said, wait a second. You have a beautiful house. You have a nice car. You have a lot of really great friends. You have people around you that really love you. You've been very successful up to this point in your life. And you're going to say to me now that all of that, you know, 30 years of your life is meaningless if you don't get this role in a movie.
Yeah.
Never let the things you want let you forget the things you have. Right? Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great quote.
Yep.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world. Sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word Humanitarian Radio, and they'll give you an extra discount. Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
Our good news story this week comes out of Oklahoma, where people are paying it forward. It's been over 100 degrees there for the last several weeks, and the mailmen are becoming dehydrated, and they're having a little shortage of mailmen on the streets right now because of the weather. So homeowners have started leaving coolers on their front porch with ice water in it with notes to the mailman saying how much they're appreciated and to please help themselves.
Wow, how cool is that?
How cool is that? That's a great way for a community to support what's going on, fulfill a need, not too much sweat off their back, and look what they're able to do. They're keeping their community functioning, and they're keeping their mailmen healthy.
Yeah, and you know, like when I was growing up, there was mailmen that were always taken care of. We got to know our mailmen really well. I'm not sure if that's the same case these days.
I don't know, but I think that it's brilliant that they're paying that little random act of kindness forward, and I hope it encourages you to do something great in your community.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always work it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. So coming up, we have on 8/28 through 9/4, we have the Spirit of Self-Inquiry, and that is in Greece. Wow, would I ever love to go to that little event there.
Absolutely.
On September 4th to the 7th, we have the Authentic Ashram Experience, which is in Yorkshire, England. On September 10th to the 13th, in the Joshua Tree, California, comes the Bhakti Fest. 9/15 to 9/17, Green Sustainability Expo in Los Angeles. I would imagine that would be very interesting. On September 18th to the 22nd, we have a summit in Dana Point, California that's all about spiritual development. The 19th is the Day of Peace celebration with our own Saint Tone performing at Fountain Valley, California.
Mm-hmm.
And on September 20th, No Kid Hungry, there's a 5K run in Cranberry, Pennsylvania. That's to raise money for children in need there. And on September 21st, Worldwide Celebration, International Day of Peace. And that's our events. If you're looking for something to do, look on our calendar. Plan ahead and do some of these great events. We've got some coming up in October in Hawaii and Spain and Africa. Yeah, we should actually think about maybe next year putting one together for the radio station to go to.
That sounds like a plan.
That would be fun. Awesome. Enjoy your day. Check out the calendar. Okay, and so we are back, and we are delighted to have on our show with us today Mr. David Meltzer. David is the CEO of Sports One Marketing, and he's also a top 10 bestseller author and has so much to offer that we are delighted to bring him to our listeners today. Welcome, Dave. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me.
It is such a thrill to have you on. We try to bring people on our show that are have knowledge that benefits those who are listening. And the people that are listening in our realm generally are entrepreneurs, are very creative, are people who have created their own nonprofits or methods to help humanity in some way, shape, or form. And you've been a great pioneer in all of those realms. So I thought it would be perfect to have you as a guest today.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to explaining and proliferating everything I know about this. And I love being on the show with you guys. So thank you again.
Cool. So let's jump right into it. So tell me about, first of all, tell me about Sports One Marketing. I understand that you are partners with someone that our listeners might know.
Sure. So I am partners. I founded the company about 6 years ago with Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback. And Warren and I, we were actually partners in a very large venture before this. I ran the world's largest and most notable sports agency called Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. And many people know Lee Steinberg from the movie Jerry Maguire.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all Cameron Crowe followed him around to produce. And so Warren and I, though, we have a little different business. Instead of representing celebrities and athletes like we did at Lee, what Warren and I do is we bring the right people and the right ideas to projects. So celebrities, athletes, entertainers, media, high net wealth individuals, sponsors, activation, all types of content, two different projects specifically to raise the awareness, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. So everything that we do surrounds itself with really fun things like Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, Masters, Kentucky Derby, the Breeders' Cup, award shows like the ESPYs, the Emmys, the Oscars, even film festivals like Tribeca, Sundance, and Newport Beach. And what we do by bringing all these people there is we also attract all the right people that allows us to monetize it utilizing our situational knowledge of all the dummy tax that we've paid over the last 35 years. And finally, we always mandatory included charitable aspects. So that's how we come up with that formula of making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun.
And I think that having a lot of fun part is so important in anything that a business is doing, because it definitely, it just creates a different atmosphere around the subject matter.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what, if it's not fun, we're not going to do it. And it's a lot more work. You really have to shift the paradigm and the way that you think of things in order to make things fun. And, you know, literally, I have, over the last decade, worked at changing the way that I look at things, everything from packing and leaving my children to go on speaking tours to taking out the trash. Anything that I felt wasn't fun, I knew that it was my responsibility to change the way that I looked at it, to take accountability for it and make it fun. And once I started doing that, personally, I moved that into over the last 6 years, professionally, and building a huge intern program surrounding the projects that we work on with the right people, the right ideas, and the right circumstances or situations. And through that, it helped me, you know, develop my book and the principles and key elements to help other people stay inspired, stay passionate, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun.
And do you think that that attitude and that shift in your own personal self, do you think that that's what makes people be successful people? when they can take a look at themselves and make these kinds of shifts and decisions to decide to live a happy life in both work and play?
Yeah, I think there's four things. And you know, people ask me all the time, because we do have this huge intern program. Our company is growing at leaps and bounds. And kind of ask me, you know, what am I going to get out of this? And I said, there's four things I want you to get out of it. Number one is gratitude. Gratitude is perspective. If you're thankful for everything that comes into your life, then you're going to have and train your mind to attract more positive things. And you're going to actually transform the subconscious of your mind as well to be positive, which then while you're sleeping and daydreaming, allow you to harness the powers of utopia of source in order to attract even more positivity to you. Then the second one is empathy. And empathy is forgiveness. And what forgiveness does is it gives you peace. It allows you to take the utopic energies, these high vibrating energies, bring them down to reality in this earth and realize that we are not perfect, that we are going to make tons of mistakes and others are going to make mistakes, and that overall our intent is goodness and our intent is to be good. And in order to transform the mistakes that we made into a positive experience, we need to have the second pillar, which is forgiveness. And then the third is that you were mentioning is accountability. We liberate ourselves through accountability. Once we realize that everything and everyone that we have in our life and every circumstances and along our journey, along the way, everything that we are accountable and responsible for, this actually liberates us and allows us to actually and ironically be in control of our lives, even though we are only a part of a part of a whole. And then finally, the last one is a little bit more technical. It's effective communication. And effective communication is the fourth pillar because it is what connects us to goodness. And when I say goodness, it is oneness, relativity as a whole. And effective communication with all the different mediums of communication. And in my career, you know, I've been involved in technology and sports and entertainment at the highest level. You know, we need to learn how to utilize text messages, emails, voice messages, personal conversations on the phone and in person, the web, all of these different ways, Periscope and Instagram and Facebook and all of these other ways to communicate. We have to, in a pragmatic way at this vibration, as we move all the way down from the highest vibration of gratitude to a little bit of forgiveness, even closer to this realm of accountability, down to the most pragmatic, realistic vibration at this level, which is just we need to be able to connect to others, connect to the people, connect to the ideas. And if we learn these four pillars, then everything that we do teach and everything we strive to do professionally and personally will manifest itself rapidly and accurately, which is truly what everybody wants.
Wow, very well said.
I was just going to say that.
I was just sitting back taking it all in. I'm going, wow. Okay.
Say that again, Tony.
I said it was very well said. I just sat back and took it all in.
Yeah, it was a lot. It's taken me about 10 years just to figure all that out. And that's 10 years of daily meditation and concentration, research and writing and speaking. So it's just a matter of like playing golf, of swinging the 5-iron every day.
Well, you know what? It's really interesting to have you break it down and it is into its simplest form. The way you explained it was really great, and I love the way you just spelled it out. I mean, obviously you've explained this once before, but it's really easy to grasp the way you presented it. So
those terms, yeah.
Yeah, that was perfect. That was really nice.
Now, something that I think is really a cool thing, David, that I know that you do at your office, is you do a morning meeting. And I've talked to one of your guys, Matt, that I love dearly, and he's always very impressed by the morning meeting, and I have him share your meeting with me as to the spiritual side of it and the positive energy side of your meetings. Tell us a little bit about what you do in the morning and what you feel that does for your employees.
Yeah, sure. So we have a morning meditation and meeting. So we keep the meditation as non-mandatory, but just an ability to learn the five principles of meditation, of finding the right space, keeping a straight spine, focusing in on your breath, utilizing what I call theta energy and the right music, and then finally finding peace. And so it's a great way to start the day. And then we start with a meeting, which is specifically getting clarity, balance, and focus on the day to have confidence that we can manifest what we want, keeping everyone in that. And then I do a training every Friday where we provide lunch to employees, partners, associates, call in, people call in. And then we do a training. We do an intern training 11:15 to noon. And then I do an employee training from 12:15 to 1 every Friday and kind of review the old with the intern. And everyone can sit into either one. And then we also have mission meetings. And this is a business that's really blown up for me. We have the MeltzerMission.com, these mission meetings where this what I've tried to do is take these high vibration, complex issues and put them down to this vibration pragmatically. That a football player playing for the Chargers would understand. And so I spend a lot of my time transcoding all the genius that it already exists into a pragmatic formulation. And I use the mission meetings where people can listen into, and I, you know, encourage anyone to give us a call or go to MeltzerMission.com and sign up. But we do a one-hour meeting on the phone, and we have 3 to 5 people presenting what their issues are, personal, professional, and I work through them pragmatically using the principles in my book. And, you know, we're only in day 41 of a pilot, and we have hundreds of people signing up. So I know it's resonating. I know it's working and helping people to manifest what they desire rapidly and accurately and give them clarity, balance, and focus and confidence in doing that.
Yeah, and I have to say, David, I joined you in one of those live at your office there, and it was an amazing eye-opener for me to be a part of that. I had never taken part in anything of that nature before, and for me it was the way you were able to just dissect everybody's issues very quickly, very accurately, and have some really strong, valuable advice for everyone that we could follow and we could, you know, turn into what we wanted to turn it into. I was really, really impressed with the whole system. I've bragged about it ever since the day that I've had it, and I've even talked about it on the air a few times. I want to say that anybody who is looking to grow either themselves personally, their business, their family, any way, shape, or form can benefit from this Meltzer Mission experience.
Yeah, it's overwhelming to me and humbling, to be honest. You know, the comments, and what really excites me is comments and that I've gotten in testimonials from people that, you know, because I've experienced this myself. You know, I've joined $100,000 mastermind groups. I'm in one with Greg Reed, you know, the famous author. And Greg, it's 11 o'clock. Till 2 o'clock, 3 hours, and it's every 2 months, and it's great business development. There's, you know, the founder of everything from Make-A-Wish to Pictionary to Academy Award winning producer, myself, and, you know, just these amazing people. But, you know, through all the experiences of these types of groups, I never felt that it was efficient, one, that I was getting that much repetitive help and focus. And so what I did is I tried to formulate and create a program where once every 2 weeks, you can spend 1 hour on the phone. You don't even have to drive in, although, you know, in person is wonderful, but, you know, we have so many groups now. And you could just get the most out of this efficient time. In fact, my favorite testimonial says, you know, I got more out of 20 minutes with the mission meetings than I did from a full weekend workshop that I spent thousands of dollars on. And moreover, people are calling in, and they don't even have to participate because, remember, all the principles and pillars that I teach, all of them relate to everyone. So even though your acts or your independent variables may be different, the and you know this from being there, Janie, what the lessons are, these principles, you're in your mind listening to their story and finding similarities, and then the advice that's given and the growth that's done is for everyone. And I sometimes think that people listening get more out of it than the people that are sharing their own problems.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny because I've been in situations like that before where someone is getting an answer, but yet it resonates with everyone in the room. And I think those are the ones that are the most powerful because, like you said, you're giving basic information or basic truths that we might have forgotten. And the way you come back and communicate with that one person, it just makes it easier or a reminder for a lot of people. And I think the fact that you do it every 2 weeks is awesome because, let's face it, a lot of times we get in tune, we know exactly what we want, and then all of a sudden reality hits us or life hits us and we fall off the wagon. And then we go back, oh, that's right. Let me get back to where I was. So the fact that you do a morning meditation every day in a business is amazing.
Bravo in itself.
Yeah, I think that's very advanced for America. I know they do it in other cultures and other countries. So I think that is something that I wish more people would actually take part in because it's very powerful. Just being able to go to work and then clear your mind and then begin work, where most people are like running out the door, half a cup of coffee, and they're in the office and they're just trying to turn their computer on and start.
Scramble mode.
Yeah, scramble mode, exactly. So it sounds like you're making, you're seeing the benefit of having everyone together and everyone meditate at the same time and just, you know, just
relax.
Well,
I think that the camaraderie of that amongst employees has to set such a different tone for a business where, exactly like you said, you know, usually you come rolling in, you're rolling in on two wheels, you're sliding into your desk and you're trying to start your day as quickly as possible, where this is something where you would go to work and you would actually look forward to that few minutes of downtime as a group, and then the rest of your day you're collectively in the same moment.
I have a question about that real quick. Did you see a major difference from when you started doing that with your employees?
Yeah, absolutely, in a variety of different ways. So the number one thing that was immediately apparent, which was really weird for me, is that the amount of people that participated, because it's not mandatory, but the people that participated, they actually were on time. And I know this might sound weird, mm-hmm. but you know, during the day we have this flux at my office. You know, we open at 8 o'clock, and you know, I let people trickle in. And so, you know, from 8 to 8:15, people would trickle in. But since we started the meditation at 8:05, everyone is there before 8:05. And in fact, people, they're just more excited to get to work. And it's the same thing with those mission meetings, right? The reason I like 2 weeks is it gives time to show an ROI, quantitative growth and performance. And it allows you, it's short enough time to keep it on your radar as a reminder. Mm-hmm. And what happens is after 1 week, people are already calling me going, hey, is the meeting this Tuesday or next? Because they're so excited with the energy that it's giving them and the enlightenment that they want to do it. The same thing is true about the meditation. It's getting and infecting their brain that this is something positive, and it not only lasts all day, and the energy in the office, for those who, Tony, you got to come by or come to a meeting and see, you know, the first thing people say in my office, if not how cool it is with Jim Brown's jersey and Warren Moon and Troy Aikman and Steve Young. And trust me, this place is like a museum of artifacts of sports. But the first thing they say is, wow, I love the energy of your office.
Yeah.
And those are the two differences. It's almost as if everybody wants to be at work and they get there on time. And then two, just natural positive energy. I don't know, this business has always been growing, but we're definitely growing at leaps and bounds, and success is all over. You know, I do have a few energy things in my office. I have a magical calligraphy that I trace with my office as well. It's one of the practices. I think I brought Janie over from a Chinese master and doctor, a medical doctor that I know, that he does mind, body, and soul transmissions. And he carries an energy about financial success. And so we have everyone in the office that wants to trace this calligraphy that's 6 feet tall and wide, so it's kind of like the Sesame Street, which one of these kids does not belong with the other. So I have all this sports, and then I have a Chinese calligraphy.
Yeah, but you know what? That Chinese calligraphy, I'm sure, gets a lot more action than the jerseys do if everyone's tracing it every day.
No doubt. And I think, it's mixed on whether people really believe it has any healing power or not. But it's amazing how many of them trace it, and they want it to be real.
Absolutely. And listen, you create what is real and what's not real. I mean, if your mind believes it, then you achieve it. If your mind doesn't believe it, then you're, either way, you're accurate according to yourself.
I choose to believe it's real. I took a picture of that. I traced it on my phone, and I think it's working for me just as effective as if I'm standing there.
There you go. Have you found other companies have adopted what you've been doing after seeing your success or are talking about it?
You know, they have. I have some medical device companies. I have, obviously, a lot of life coaching companies and consulting companies. I am a member of the TLC, the Transformational Leadership Council, and have shared these ideas, and they've shared them with me. So, yeah, it is. I'm collaborating on a book, actually, with Blaine Bartlett called Compassionate Capitalism, Shifting the Paradigm and the Reality of Capitalism from one of creating that we want to shift it to creating value instead of taking value. And we believe, and I believe, that that's the secret, is that if, you know, we shift the way we do things to only focus in on creating value, which is aligned with the meditation and the positive energy and the calligraphies and big intern empowering others and these principles. If that's what we do, create value, the natural mathematics and physics can only fill us equal to the value we create. And what happens is so many people try to take value and they oversell, back-end sell, manipulate, lie, cheat, steal, all of these different things that people do under a competitive capitalistic legacy, and they end up shorting or creating a void, obstacle, or shortage that actually creates a hindrance or an obstacle to being successful and limits the value that you can provide by taking. And so that's really the key to this whole physical magic, is only getting everyone to focus in on creating the value, doing and being the best they can, utilizing their higher self, however they define that higher self or vibration.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's awesome to know that people are taking notice and they're actually following your success.
Yeah, let's hope it's a monumental worldwide shift of everybody doing what David does.
Well,
because I love what you do, and I think it's commendable, and I think that you're changing the way business is done broad scale. And the more people that we can get to hear this recording, I think the more businesses are going to shift as a result.
So just to be clear real quick, you said that anyone can call in, so anyone
yes.
ever listens? Okay.
Yeah, they can call in, and so and just go to MeltzerMission.com, and you can sign up for the mission meetings, and there's dial-in numbers and dates and times, and they can dial in and listen in and see what's best for them. So it's really, really exciting. You know, I think it does start with the man in the mirror. I detach myself from the outcome, but it's amazing that we can get this to resonate. And the more radio, TV, speaking engagements and things that I'm doing, the more confident I am that this could be and go viral, a shift in the way that we do business, because it definitely works. And you know, I see it. It's not just in business. It's all over. There's a trend and a momentum of this positive energy. You know, I know in sports, one of the most inspiring, I wrote my blog on it this week, Chris Singleton. You know, here's a kid whose mom, he was very close to his mom. He was a baseball player. He stayed close to home in Charleston, South Carolina, could have played anywhere. And his mom raised him and his sister, and she became a reverend. She had run track in college. And this kid, you know, his mom was killed by a racist, evil young guy who's perpetrated crime to kill 11 people in South Carolina, was to spread hate and separation and segregation. Wow. In the South. And what happened was, the day after his mom was killed by this evil person, he came out and said, me and my family, and they were all ready for riots, you know, just like Baltimore,
right,
just like New York. But instead, he came out and said, me and my family forgive him.
Wow.
That's powerful.
Yeah, love,
wow.
Love is more powerful than hate. And guess what happened? The community of Charleston bonded around him. The state of South Carolina bonded. The president came down. The country came in behind him. And for the first time since the 1800s, they pulled down because of his action. Instead of riots and looting and all and other hate crimes, mm-hmm, and separation and hatred that occurs in these other cities, because of one 19-year-old young man whose mother was murdered in her church at a Bible study, instead of all this hatred, he turned it and flipped it, shifted the paradigm, and they pulled down the Confederate flag in South Carolina for the first time since the 1800s from City Hall.
Wow. Yeah, amazing.
You know, I had heard that they pulled down the flag, but I didn't hear the backstory, and that's an amazing story. I'm sitting here jaw-dropped at what an impact this young man had while he's going through such trauma in his own personal zone. Wow.
Yeah, and such a young, you know, it's just arbitrary and capricious who these people are that carry this light, this energy to help effectuate change and love. And these might seem, you know, trite comments and ideas, but they're not. And it's not just this utopic sense. I'm talking about utilizing this power, this liberating light, to manifest everything you want in your life as well. So you can do good and help people, but it's important. We live at this level. You want to have a nice house, a nice car, a high-paying job. All of these things are not detriments to being a good person and creating, you know, love and inspiration for everyone, just because you have more to give by being successful and abundant.
Amen, brother. I love it. Hey, so I want to go into another little subject here, and that subject would be top 10 best-selling author. You've become quite the book writer, my friend, and I know that you're partnering on a book now, and you had a book that came out already called Connected to Goodness. Tell us about that book, and then tell me how you made a transition into being an author. Did you like to write always? Is it something that just developed for you? How did that all begin?
Yeah, great question. So, yes, I wrote a book called Connected to Goodness, and the reason that I wrote it is that I went through my own transformation. I was a millionaire in my 20s, multimillionaire in my 30s, and I lost my own pillars. I lost my gratitude. I lost my empathy. Went to below-the-line living of blame, shame, and justification, and I wasn't communicating or connecting. And my wife, who saved my life, came to me before I lost everything. She came to me and said, you know, I don't like who you become. You know, you need to go back and look at how you used to live your life. The guy I fell in love with, the guy that I've known since the fourth grade, and hated in the fourth grade, by the way, but learned to love. But I need you to go back and do that for me. So I created this outline of principles. And the basis of it is that what I did unconsciously and subconsciously, and now I do consciously, is I consciously think about what I want. And I use these three imagination principles of foundation, guidepost, and manifestation to become inspired. Once I think of something, it's a possibility. Once I become inspired, it's a probability. But I always ignored that side of things because I felt that all the spiritual people that I knew were full of shit. They were high on their mom's couch, sitting there trying to manifest the publisher's clearinghouse or Powerball or some Ferrari going to come driving up to their driveway. And I live my life in these action principles of discipline, strategy, and understanding. And what I did is I took that ability to inspire and connect to God, Source, Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, whatever you believe in. And once I'm inspired, I bring that high, high vibrating energy back down to this pragmatic world, and I use discipline, strategy, and understanding to take my probability and make it my perspective. And that perspective is my reality. And so I created a system to quickly take what I dream about and make it real. And so I wrote, when I did this, the hardest part was the next 2 years where the accumulation of all of my activities and actions were creating things that I didn't want in my life, but I trusted the principle, I trusted the universe, and while everything was going down, I stuck to it, which created the ability to make everything better than it ever had been and make it incredible rebound. And so I wrote the book to teach people in a pragmatic, simple way how to get everything they want in their lives rapidly and accurately for business and in life. And I've written several books. I have a system of doing so now. I do all the research myself. I write the chapter myself, and then I teach it and record it and then edit it. And so my first book, thank goodness, and hopefully it continues, keeps selling more and more every month. But I have a second book that I'm going to launch, and I have, it's called The Way to Happiness. The third book, which is written, is called Getting Out of Your Own Way, which is about ego. And the fourth book, which my book agent wants to release first, is called Don't Do Business with Dicks. Surround yourself with the right people.
I love it.
Yeah, and
I'd buy
and
it just
I'm
for the title.
My, yeah, and I really, my favorite part, I love to teach. I love doing the research. I only writing I really do is create an outline for the chapter, and then I connect to source energy or God or whatever, mm-hmm. and I teach it and record it, and then I get someone to type out what I do, and then I edit it. So I don't think my flow or my creativity, like Wayne Dyer, he sits down and writes 70 pages from 11 p.m. to 5 in the morning. My inspiration comes at 4 in the morning until 9, and then when I speak, it just comes through me. And I know it's inspired thought because mm-hmm. I speak all the time, once, twice a week, and I can never remember what I said. So yep. I know it's coming through me. It's not mine, and it's my job to take what's coming through me and transcode it so that the masses can understand how powerful these thoughts are.
Well, you're doing an excellent job at it because everything that you've said so far, you've got me listening to every word because it just totally makes sense. And it's in such an organized fashion that it's easy to understand, very easy to understand. So
and relate to and see how you can put it into your own life.
You've definitely dialed it in.
Right.
Yeah, you definitely dialed it in because, I mean, these are things that sometimes, you know, there's information out there, but if you can't comprehend it, or if it's like, I have no idea what this guy's saying, I just don't get it. It's either too flighty or it's too long and drawn out, but you've learned to just pinpoint it and go, here it is, fact, 1, 2, 3, boom.
Well, and I think what David does that a lot of people have not mastered is the art of teaching it in a simple way so that people can see how they can utilize his thoughts in their own lives and create success for themselves based on the principles that he's discussing. Because, David, you put it in such an easy, understandable language that it's easy to see how, oh, I could do that. Oh, yeah, I can start doing that. I mean, you feel it right away just in your normal conversation. So I think that's such a key point that most people don't have that talent and that skill. And I do really appreciate you saying that you're just the vessel and you're letting information pass through you, because a lot of people aren't able to do that either and just allow. And that's a big, big point.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, I'm the last person you would think. And I know that things don't happen on accident, that, you know, coming from, you know, the biggest sports agency in the world and a legendary negotiator and bulldog and all of these different things, of, you know, being a multimillionaire and crashing and all the things that happen in my life allow me to build that perspective and show how simple these things are. And, you know, but it takes time to understand. I'll give you an example. You know, my wife has this question always, Dave, please explain to me time. You know, I know you get it. And so I spent almost a year meditating on how can I explain that time, you know, the fourth dimension, that time is one, past, present, and future are all one. And it's highly complex, right? I study mm-hmm. metaphysics, quantum physics, and physics. So this is really complex stuff. And I keep on studying and because time is so powerful. In fact, my perspective started to change on time because I said, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to take me 1,000 years, 1,000,000 lifetimes to figure out how time is one and make that part of my life. But when I do, it's not going to matter, because even if it takes me 1,000,000 lifetimes, the minute I figure it out, I recapture my past. So the time doesn't matter, right?
Exactly. It folds over itself. So you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So that inspired me, you know, to explore this journey. But I've made some major progress, and this is a classic example of what I do. Taking one of the most complex theories available in physics is that relativity explains time, how it's one, because the past is relative to your present. The present is relative to the future. That relativity makes them a whole. right? Our present is always relative to our past, and our future is always relative to the present. And that, in one, the present now encompasses the past and it encompasses the future. And so that's why we always have to live in the present and know that past, present, and future are one. Now, scientifically, what I've experienced with that is much more complex, but at simplest form, I can explain that to a Pop Warner football player, and he understands now the importance of letting the lessons of the past be his, but not stumble over the bumps of the past, and to live in the present, but detach himself from the future, knowing that whatever I dream about consciously in the present is my future. It's just a matter of becoming inspired and having the right discipline, strategy, and understanding at this level to do so. And so, you know, these are the things that inspire me, that make everything else tertiary and secondary to what I'm doing. Because when we figure out all of these great energies and how to pull them down to this world, it becomes quite easy to get everything that we want, which is really to be happy. And so this is the stuff I'm doing. I'm so excited that you guys have offered me this platform to speak to you two. And I invite both of you to come to my office anytime or call in. I'd love for you guys to learn more as well.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to comment on that time thing, cause I've done some studying of it also. And it, you simplified it brilliantly. It was great the way you just tied it in. I tell people, like, every choice you've ever made has brought you to this moment. So you're actually living from the past to bring you to this moment right here and now that you and I are going to speak. So as you move forward, whatever you're thinking, whatever your plans are, that's going to bring you to your next day. So just be conscious that you are in control by every little choice that you've ever made. If it's get in the car, don't get in the car. Go to the store, don't go to the store. You know, pick up the phone, don't pick up the phone. So you are in control of all these little things. So, I like to use that because that eliminates the victim card. You know, obviously circumstances happen and things happen that haven't been good or bad or whatever label you put on them, but realize that you have an ability to react to the world. You might not be able to change the world, but you can change your reaction to it. So there again is a choice similar to that 19-year-old boy who could have been outraged, or instead he chose, I'm going to choose love over hate and I'm going to forgive. That was his choice. So
yeah, and the ultimate forgive the unforgivable for a 19-year-old, right? And
yeah,
you're nailing it, Tony, on the head. And this is why accountability is tied directly in, including the four pillars are tied directly into the relativity of time and people. And, you know, that gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication are exactly why this present is so liberating for us if we live with those pillars. And these principles allow us to manifest using those pillars everything we desire.
Absolutely.
So as you can see, our listeners, this is for you. You can see why we've picked David to be our guest speaker for our big show on September 19th. This is the first show that Humanitarian Radio does live, Dave. And we are so delighted to have you being such a fabulous speaker of the great truths and the things that this station believes in as our headliner. We're so delighted to share you with all our people and give them a chance to come and meet you live and in color. And we thank you for taking our offer on. Please come and speak for our peeps.
Oh, it's a pleasure and honor, and I'm humbled by the invitation, and I'm really looking forward to doing that on that Saturday. So thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you both very soon.
And David, what's the best way for people to follow you? I know you have a Twitter and an Instagram and a Facebook. Where's your best spot for them to see exactly what's going on and have access to your books and all that fun stuff?
So the website at Meltzer Mission, MELTZER mission.com. My Twitter is at DMeltzer. And my Instagram is at Dave Meltzer, and facebook.com/Meltzer Mission. Those are the best ways to reach me anytime. Everything is accumulated at that MeltzerMission.com. I'd love to hear from anyone. I do answer all my emails personally. That's why I wake up at 4 in the morning. So I am here for anyone, and really, really am grateful for all that's happening in my life. And I want to empower others with the same blessings, joy, and peace. So thank you.
Absolutely. Well said. We're so happy to see you here. And we'll talk to you again really soon and look forward to seeing all these great things you've got coming down the pipe.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sweetheart.
So every week we love to dedicate a song to our guests. And this week I chose a song I wrote called Road to Me. It really encompasses what David is talking about as we look into ourselves to find out who we truly are and how we can better ourselves. This is Road to Me by Saint Tone.
I took a walk today into the woods by myself. All I got was lost. I took turns and twists and slides and climbed around the branches of my thoughts. And I got so lost on the darker side that I broke down trees that led to light. It was way too.
Once again, that is Road to Me by Saint Tone. You can find other positive music at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out. some good news for your soul.